With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Calling it a monster deal, Windsor-Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczuk says yesterday's Honda announcement will benefit this region too.
That is going to have repercussions up and down the 401, including here in Windsor-Essex, because this means more business, more contracts for Windsor-Essex suppliers.
He didn't want to give away any details yet, but suggested more announcements in this region are coming. Kuzmierczuk says the auto sector has completely turned around in the past 4 years.
We had lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs, and we saw the impact here in Windsor. We had an 11.2% unemployment rate. We've seen the complete revival of the automotive and manufacturing sector. We've seen the dark days, and now we are seeing the optimistic days.
Honda plans to build the country's first ever beginning-to-end electric vehicle supply chain. 4 plants will be built north of Toronto in Alliston. It took Windsor Police less time to respond to a Priority 1 call last year, 10% less. At 11 minutes and 48 seconds, it was still over the 5-year average, though.
We're now seeing that number go down. We've made some change in deployment in some of the administrative part of priorities. So now we're actually going to calls quicker now.
Deputy Police Chief Jason Crowley says that since February, police saw the number of 911 calls increase last year, too. Meanwhile, police hope you can help them identify a suspect in a car theft. A 2013 red Dodge Dart was taken from a parking lot on Tecumseh Road East near Howard Avenue. It was later involved in a gas theft in Lakeshore. The suspect's description is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Sparky's Toy Drive needs to move. Co-lead Joshua Easby says they need a site that can be accessed year-round.
You can imagine that's an effort that takes basically the entire part of the year to collate the donations, sort them, bring them down to various age groups and gender categories to then be distributed.
Its space at Hotel Du Grace Healthcare is being reconfigured. The Alberta government will debate a bill giving it more power over municipalities. That includes forcing councils to repeal bylaws it doesn't like and introducing political parties at the municipal level. The CBC says that would start as a pilot project in Calgary and Edmonton if the bill passes. Lawmakers in Alabama have advanced legislation that could see librarians prosecuted under its obscenity law. The Associated Press says public libraries are exempt from that law now, but under the new bill, librarians could be charged for providing children with material it considers profane. Proponents say it's about protecting children. And a new report says the RCMP's ability to act on key files like foreign interference, terrorism, and financial crime is at risk. It calls for changes and on the federal government to step up. The CBC says it's the latest report to offer a dire warning about the direction of the RCMP, and it was written by a task force. NFL draft last night in downtown Detroit, the Bears had their first pick overall in the first round, and they chose quarterback Caleb Williams. Detroit's pick was Tyrion Arnold, a cornerback from Alabama. The Lions had the 24th pick, and the draft continues today. The Jays lost to the Royals 2-1. The Panthers beat the Lightning 5-3, while the Hurricanes beat the Islanders 3-2. And in NBA playoff action, the Magic, the 76ers, and the Nuggets won. Sunshine, 19 today. We'll get rain starting tonight, down to 12 overnight. Rain tomorrow, warm, up to 25, and we might get a shower on Sunday and 26. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.